See what's going on here, folks. Perfect.
I noticed we're off center now.
I'm a little off center too.
Hello, Dustin. I say again, hello, Dustin.
Oh, I think he's still connecting the audio. You should be able to hear us now.
Are you there?
Justin? Yo, Justin. He's still muted.
I go.
But in the bottom corner, there's him. Oh, see? He's got himself muted.
He does.
Okay.
All right. Unmute yourself.
Unmute yourself.
We want to hear you.
And I'll make sure of me that it's working correctly.
That too.
That too.
Let us know it's working good.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, no good, yes.
Is there any? Who's the other?
Oh, he says he's trying and it's not working.
No. Who's the other participant?
I believe it's probably just us. Yeah, it's just us at this point.
Hello.
There you are.
Oh, I hear him.
You hear me, Justin, loud and clear.
I know how to use technology, apparently.
I thought I did something wrong on our end. It wouldn't be the first time.
You do realize that the new council training is next week, not tonight. he's lost his mic. Well, I'd like to open by saying this is the last time we'll all be together. And it's been an honor and my privilege to be with you all. And thank you very much for helping the village the way you do.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your worship.
It's the last time.
I got it. Probably the first time. Yeah. And the last.
Twice in one night.
Okay, we'll call on the agenda. If we have a motion to accept the agenda, please. Very small for our last meeting.
I'll make that motion to accept the agenda. I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Hey, can we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the September 24th special meeting, please?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, thank you. And seconded?
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Hey, we also need to adopt the minutes of the regular meeting of October the 3rd, 2024. Could I have a motion on the table, please?
I'll make that.
Okay. You got it.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
We have no delegations tonight.
No delegations.
We're going to speed right along. We have no correspondence tonight. Doris, would you like to start us off on the council activity reports, please?
I guess we should have added one thing to the agenda, accepting your letter.
We can discuss that on camera.
Okay. Then we'll have to adjust the agenda.
Yes, we do. We do have an in-camera session, plus there's a couple other actual items. Sorry. I apologize for not speaking up. Sorry, guys. Sorry, folks.
Well, I think we should add under correspondence, we did have a letter from Elsie Davis. Thanking council. This will be the last time they're all together. And she also sent a tray of shortbread cookies. Thank you very much, Elsie. I'll give you a hug next time I see you. Or two hugs or three. Thank you very much, Elsie Davis. Okay, now Doris.
Do we amend it then? Accept as amended the agenda or we just...
Yeah,
we accept it.
To keep it short, I have nothing to report. Thank you.
Nothing other than the fire department stuff, and you got the report, so I've got nothing.
Didn't you guys go to a meeting last week?
Yeah.
Town hall?
Town hall. Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, crap.
We went to an election town hall for him.
But
as a candidate, not as a counselor.
Yeah. Well, you're a counselor for and going for it.
Yes, sir.
Still something you do.
Okay, thank you. I did it.
Everyone did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot. I totally forgot that. Yeah, I was there too. And Yeah, first time I've ever been to one.
The first of many, I'm sure.
Yes.
You can vote like the rest of it.
That's okay. It for me.
Justin, you're next.
Yeah, I too attended the town hall for the electorals forum. I also been continuing to work with the fire department. I've been talking to a few community members about the power surge or influx of power outages regarding Yukon Energy and the generator that's running in town. And the concerns are about the I guess the amount of power that's coming into the community or lack of at some times and messing with utilities in people's houses. I brought that up to Matthew's attention. That they never gave any notice to the village of CarMax about that generator being started. I just wanted to make note of that so that everybody's aware. I think that the notification should come from Yukon Energy that we are being subsidized for the power that we're using.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Anything else?
Nope, that's all for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Helena?
I too attended the forum last Thursday. I guess Thursday.
What Tuesday?
Tuesday. Okay. Everything on Monday. Other than that, I've just been busy with the First Nation election.
How's that going?
Cool.
It's cool.
My one worker decided to not work, and so now I'm in search of another one, but I have found another one. So,
okay. Who all is running for two?
Russell Blackjack, Velma Albert, and Ken Silverfox, and Zach.
Yeah. I'm surprised that Ed didn't run.
He's running as an elder counselor.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I attended the meeting as a guest, and thank you very much for the beautiful picture. I was from a fire, but thank you. It was heartfelt, and thank you very much for that. I feel bad making your walls bare. And I shall donate the pictures in the old office.
Thank you. Throw them out here.
Yes. Well, they don't really fit out here. But thank you. It was very nice. At the meeting, I didn't say too much because you guys were taking a lot of flack. But just one suggestion: you could have quashed the road issue easily, because it was the contractor's fault for not paving those areas, and it just got delayed and delayed and delayed.
Well, I actually made that comment. It was digging up of the sewers.
I don't think people caught that they were responsible for paving it back. So I just kept my mouth shut and hope no one noticed. So. And anyway, that's it for me. It's been different at the store. My last day at the store is now Friday. Things have changed, and don't know if it's for the good or the bad, but my last day is Friday. Okay, over to you, Matt.
Great, thank you, Lee. So we first off do have the bylaw council report. So that's just been the report completed by Constable Liam Ferris, just outlining some of the proactive measures been taken, some of the complaint-based infractions that have occurred, and some ongoing activities. So if there is any questions or follow-up for Constable Liam Ferris, please do let me know and I can follow up with the parties necessary.
So Constable who?
Liam Ferris.
Who's he?
So he is the new bylaw municipal and services enforcement officer.
What happened to Travis?
We'll discuss that.
Oh, okay.
On the camera.
Okay, sorry. I don't know this guy.
So he's got quite a bit of background in doing this as a professional in a few different communities.
Okay.
So he's already had, I want to say, multiple years of bylaw experience up at the city of McCallowit. He also trained the enforcement officer in Faro recently. Oh, okay. So
he lives there?
For the time being, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, for the time being, yes. So
Okay.
he's, I believe, trying to find some stable housing. I believe he has housing up until the end of December. So it's, we'll have an update on that as well as we can.
Okay. Okay, thank you. You miss a weekend, things change. Hey, fire department report. We don't have one.
Yes, we
No,
do. Yep.
where?
Following the constable's report.
It should be on page 10.
Oh, when I first looked this, there was just two pages. I guess it was
Now there's
loading.
147.
Yeah, it took us a moment to
It took a
load
moment to
it. I
look.
do
I thought this was
apologize.
going to be a quick meeting. Sorry, what page is
About
it?
page 10 on the PDF file.
Okay. Sorry, folks, I missed that. Any questions on the fire department report? If not, we'll move on to the finance department report. Oh, good pictures again. Washing people's cars.
Thanks, Bart.
Is there anything you want to add to this? Miss Finance person?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay.
That's good.
So
Does, I'm sorry.
sorry, no, go
Does
ahead.
council have the right to know who's in arrears for taxes?
Yeah, but we don't discuss it in an open meeting.
Oh, okay.
Due to being a land issue, we have to do that in camera.
Okay. Any questions about the finance report?
I don't have a question about the finance report, but do we need some type of motion to make the bylaw officer logo an actual logo of the Village of Carmex?
To make it an official logo, there would need to be a motion, yes.
Okay. Does anybody want to discuss that? Have they seen the logo?
It's included in the report. Okay.
Where, what page is that?
Believe it is on.
Sorry, Annette.
No, no worries. Page 6.
Oh, that.
He's a sheriff.
Very new sheriff.
I guess you could say that, yes.
Okay, do you want to make a motion towards that, Justin?
I'll make the motion to accept the Village of Carmack's bylaw service. How would you explain
Rest.
that logo?
Rest.
It's a crest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make the motion to accept it as I see it here presented.
Okay, just before, now that it's on the table.
Oh, sorry.
I no, that's fine. I just had somebody ask me if the word constable is the right person for this. It's the right term.
And I,
it
it is.
it is.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
What were you going to say, Justin?
No, I had the same question asked to me. If the word constable is relevant to a bylaw enforcement officer as the naming, like where does that rank come from?
It comes predominantly just from the requirements of judicial matters. So if
Yeah,
someone
but
does want to, let's say, appeal on a citation that could have a monetary fee schedule, it does help the gravity of the situation to have this person deputized as a constable.
okay, so wouldn't that be a ceremony thing? Like we're not just doing that. Nobody is on council come forward to make that motion either.
No. I guess what we would have to do is remove the wording of constable for the time being and then revisit that at a later date.
Yeah, I would like to see that so it's more presented from the council and the mayor in the next like if we can move that forward to the next electors.
Yeah, I'll leave that for the takeover package for the next CAO as well.
Okay, so maybe we should maybe leave it all for them to approve the crest as well, or I'm just looking for some navigation here from others. I just want to make sure we're doing everything, you know, like
by the book.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to be able to document this, and I want everybody to be able to have a fair look at, like, I, this first time I ever seen this, right? So just wondering where that gets approved and that the council is on board with that.
As long as it's not plagiarism, I think we're good to go.
Well, it's our stuff.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? Do we do it tonight, or do we wait for the new council?
Why don't we wait until the job is closed, and then we have an official position, person in the position again?
Okay.
Start.
That makes sense.
Did Liam do this himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
His work is pretty good.
Yeah, that's why it looks pretty
good. Solid stuff.
Just want to be copying the sheriff's badge from the state.
No, I can assure you that wasn't the case.
I would just like to see the motion brought forward and it be accepted by council, and then we could present him in a better manner as spoken for constable or whatever that may be.
Hey,
Counselor. Okay, so it's deferred to the next meeting. Hey, if there's no questions on the finance department report, we'll go to the CAO report.
Perfect. Let's catch up here, folks. So CAO report, I believe, does start on page 17. So I'd first like to just take this opportunity to thank everyone on Mayor and Council for the opportunity. Well, it's in total 3 years in CarMax, but almost 2 years as CAO. Never really thought I'd be afforded this opportunity, and I'm tickled pink to have lived it. It's been a very special experience, and having that faith from everyone here has been truly, I guess, encouraging in my career prospects. So again, I want to say kudos to everyone on the public office for it, as well as say my thank yous to Honorable Worship Mayor Lee Bodie. I believe he's served a total of seven. Was it seven terms or six terms?
Six terms on council, but 4.5 as mayor.
Yeah. So again, that's not the type of public servant you come across every single day. So I really like to take this moment to commend Lee for his public service to the Village of CarMax over the last almost 20 years. So again, Lee, I really like to extend the sincere gratitude from administration of the Village of CarMax. And myself personally, I've learned a lot from you. So
does that come with hugs later?
It does. It does.
Well, thank you.
All right, so we'll get into the nitty gritty here. So we have completed all of our funding agreement reporting measures for our seven summer staff we had through the Canada Summer Jobs application. So total TPA is going to be a reimbursement of almost $27,000 for that labor. So it ends up being about a 50-50 split for overall labor costs. We're pretty excited about that. We do have the attached contract for the VOC Aquatic Center, including a increase in project cost by about $13,000, as well as some outlines of what are causing these procurement delays and challenges. So we're looking at a pretty limited timeline and season to get some work going this year. I'm really holding out hope that Greenwood Engineering and the contractor in question here will be able to find some work activities that can be hammered out before starting next season. Otherwise, we'll be really looking at I guess driving home focus and priority to get this project rolling as the aquatic season rolls out next year. We do have a FireSmart TPA, so we were approved for $25,000 from Yukon government. So we are in the process of TPA has been reviewed and signed off, and there is a landfill and trail access parcel right next to where the North Klondike Highway pullout is, where there is a identified parcel of trees that are problematic that would be going out to tender, and the work being done to be completed by March 2025. Work has to start by December of this year. So we will be having that process, the tender being formatted and developed in the next week or two. I'm hoping to have that done by the 24-21 council meeting. We do have a greater station update. So in camera, we'll just have a discussion about the response from Minister Stryker. A VOC response will be required. So we'll have a little bit of discussion regarding what we feel is appropriate on that avenue. Pretty much the gist of this requirement, and this can be public knowledge, is There's just some further risk assessments and permits required just due to site contamination, as which we knew was the case with the original HERRA report. We understand that there'll be certain areas of that parcel that would be suitable for long-term dwellings and then not suitable for long-term dwellings. So there is a request for continued discussions for alignment between YG and the VOC's official community plan, so we can make this happen according to timeline for our CMHC HAF funding. So let's hold out hope on that. I'm pretty optimistic regarding that topic. So we do have the outline CCB agreement just for review of everyone here in public office, what's been included in the changes in, I guess, what was termed by the municipal aspect as a renegotiation, but from the federal aspect, it was never really going to renegotiation. But pretty much the focus is on sustainable and community-driven projects. Major changes for communities under $40,000, there is no key housing requirement with your gas tax application projects or CCBF application projects. In municipalities of over $40,000, if there's going to be CCBF funding that's allocated towards a project initiative or outcome, it must be associated with some sort of housing outcome. So we're pretty fortunate to not have that included in ours, because that would really weigh down some of our projects and where we're trying to get them. We do have a GIC investment ongoing, so Annette's been working pretty diligently with a GIC investment group we work with from out of Toronto, just looking into investing additional $150,000 into a short-term cashable GIC from the Housing Accelerator Funding TPA. This just allows us to ensure that we have some productivity and we get some return of investment on our unallocated funds. So we're looking at most likely still holding unallocated funds for an additional year until ground breaks on certain projects for the Village Hub. So in the meantime, we're looking at trying to expand the potential of what those returns can be. Then we have a breakdown of the VOC account health overview. I just thought this would be a good idea with this being our outbound and outgoing meeting for this term of public office of where we're sitting right now. So we have broken everything down into what we wanted to see. We had some more generalized accounts previously, but now we do have a capital projects account, the operations checking account, and the savings reserve account. When we first opened the arena, the savings reserve account was sitting around $2.1 million, $2.2 million. Right now we're sitting around 1.77. We're very fortunate to get a nice GST reimbursement, I believe back in August, right? So that allowed us to top up those reserves from some of the conditional transfers we had to do to balance the operational budgets when the arena and fire hall opened.
How much was the
274,000?
274.
Oh,
yeah, 274.
That's a big one.
So we needed that. That really.
It wasn't done like in 2023, so 2023, 2024.
Yeah,
wow.
So 3 years of that. So that really helped our
yeah.
coffers
yeah. Nice.
Back up. And then we do have, as you can see, the CMHC funding that's already been dispersed to us at 162,000. There's another 568,000 coming in February. And then our operations are sitting at 1.1 million, but out of our budget for this year, we're sitting around maybe 700, maybe 680,000 left in this year. Yeah, about that. So we're hoping to have that little bit of surplus so we don't have to go into what was considered a reserve, but let's see what happens. And then we have our current GIC account, which has already seen a return of investment on just under $1,700 since we put that in June or July. Yeah, so we did that transfer for that unallocated funds, not in the sense that there's no activity for these funds. It's just the activity timeline hasn't lined up with when we're going to spend it yet. And then we're looking at a total balance right now of $3 million, which is considering some of the roadblocks we've had with the arena and some major projects. That's not too bad. We're sitting okay. Okay. And then we do have a nice update for everyone. We did talk with our partners, Romex, and they did send up a discounted sample of Romex D4000 HR repair motor. So some of the counselors and public officials that were down at FCM were able to see the demonstration when we spoke to these vendors at their booth. And we're going to try to participate in this pilot project and see what kind of dividends we can see for our local streets. Apparently it holds up really well in some of the worst conditions. So we're gonna pick some selected areas for the sample to try it out and see if there's some positive gains for us to look forward to in the future. That pilot says September 17th. I do apologize for that typo. It should say October 17th. A lot of dates on mind lately. So Again, that's pretty much all major updates from the administration office at this time. Is there any questions regarding some activities over the last month?
Well, it's nice to see that we're helping.
Yeah, I got a question whenever it's my turn.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Over to you, Justin.
Sorry, I'm trying to pull up an email and do this speaker at the same time. Sorry, just going back here to thank you, Matthew, for that update.
Oh, no worries. No worries, Counselor.
So the CMHC funding update.
Mm-hmm.
Has all of the like, have you made reports up to date for what we've been allocated, and has all that been done? Just trying to check a box here. So once we hand everything over,
I completed the first semi-annual reporting that was required back in August. So that's already been completed, and we met all compliance on that. I believe there was a workshop or facilitated workshop last week that I had registered in Net and Parminder for. So they attended on behalf of the BOC, so we can make sure that there was some transition consistency on that project to make sure that we're not, you know, missing any key compliance dates on funding reporting measures. There will be another major funding reporting timeline, I believe, coming up in mid-November. So I believe I will try my best to give as much information as required. There may be one initiative that we're looking at will be pretty close on the agenda, but most of them aren't at risk whatsoever.
Okay. Just a note that I'd like, if you're leaving notes for the next council to take over with the regards of having some type of community engagement regarding the funding and how it could be allocated to new builders in CarMax.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's actually a discussion we've already had as well with Jane Kepke from Groundswell Planning, which is our contractor on the majority of the groundwork on this project. And she's outlining an expression of interest process or a community engagement process that was similar to what you are describing, Counselor.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I don't think I had any other ones for you. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. A meeting with Cookie. Okay. Any more questions on the CAO report?
Well, thank you.
Okay. AYC, Doris, take it away.
New counselor training at the end of the month, end of November 29th and 30th, and then the board meetings on the 1st. And that's all I have for them right now.
And the new council can sit in on the board meeting, right?
Yeah, they
but
should.
But they won't have a vote.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's right.
They only have a vote at the annual general meeting.
And the admin forum is on November 30th as well.
Okay, Helen?
Do we need to put our next, for the next agenda, AYC appointee?
For the new council, yeah.
For the new council. Good thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll move on to the bylaws then. CarMax Volunteer Fire Department Bylaw 309-24. This is the third reading. We have a motion to bring it on the table, please.
I'll make that motion. I'll second it.
Okay.
I want to see the section that I had asked to have.
That's going to be on page 131.
131?
130, 131. So there was a clerical mistake on my behalf. Just everyone else, every other role for officer was given a CPI increase until I received a text message from Councillor Hansen about fire chief not being included in that CPI increase. So we did have that be reflected in that. So I do apologize for that clerical error. Outside of that, nothing has changed outlining the honorariums outside of out-of-town training expenses. And that was suggested by Councillor Blanchet. So that's just expenses, honorarium, and per diem.
Holy cow.
Yeah, there's a lot of pages on this one. Sorry, folks.
Well, the swimming pool one takes up a lot, eh? But it's
what page did you say?
131.
131, yes.
Mom's there.
I'm halfway there.
At 124, 26, 29. There it is.
There any discussion on this?
I haven't found it yet.
Okay. We'll wait.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, 131. Page 131.
Oh, good. I stopped at 132. It's perfect. So they all went up by a certain percentage. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
When you, what expenses do they incur? What do you mean by expenses?
Well, let's see. There could be sometimes equipment that they purchase outside of procedure or policy. And we usually cover that out of pocket through just the reimbursement processes. So let's say if a circumstance arise that something was really required, and, you know, there would be additional expenses with getting that equipment back, we would cover that. So say, you know, a large generator was required for some reason and it had to be trailered up. We would cover the expenses of what that freight cost would be, for example, if that makes sense. Outside of that, you know, realistically, their expenses would be outlined as what they normally would be through incidentals and what's included in reimbursement. Outlined as YG's definition.
Okay.
Any further discussion or questions?
As you know, me and Justin stayed out of this one due to conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Okay, if not, I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Just speaking of the fire hall, this just came to mind. I had a letter from somebody I didn't recognize telling Minister Stryker that they were, what was the wording? They were calling the whole process into question because of the generator not meeting standards.
Oh, that's from Four Point Electrical. YG's taking that through a civil litigation.
Oh, okay. So it was just copied to me for information.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We obviously see it on that one as well. Yeah. They were just letting us know that, you know, we may see a representative of that vendor trying to snoop around the premises. And we do reserve the right to ask them to leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we are moving on to Council Indemnity Bylaw 310-24. Amend motion previously adopted and first reading. So we are amending the first
reading? Well, yeah. So how it works is we already motioned the first reading. So if we're not willing to amend to adopt, we'll have to start over again at first reading. If we are willing to amend to adopt, we can do second and third reading tonight. The amend motion for previously adopted is just due to the fact that there's been quite an extensive rewrite to this bylaw, and we're also tabling a second option for this bylaw. So part of the council indemnity bylaw changes are outlined as what the travel expenses and per diem requirements are. Those are the same between both bylaws, so there's not much change there. The major change here is just the definition of deputy mayor and the provision of their term. One bylaw is for rotating annually on the four-year term for every councillor to have a respective chance of deputy mayor. The other bylaw supports the provision that whichever respective councillor receives the most votes during the general election process would be the deputy mayor for the full four-year term. Again, this would be open for second and third reading if willing to amend the previously adopted motion to include these changes. If not willing to include these changes and we got to start over this conversation at square one for first reading, we will require a special committee meeting, most likely tomorrow evening.
We have for about tomorrow evening.
Exactly. So there'll be a few conflicts there, right?
Matt, can you explain that part again? If the motion is to accept for second and three, would exclude the deputy mayor being as per voted?
No, it'll include that, but it all depends on what the discussion of the public elected officials are willing to accept. This is too much change to include into first reading for everyone here to motion on. Well, then we gotta start over from scratch. If this is enough of a level of change to willing to accept from everyone here, we can move forward with second and third motion. But I would need a motion first on what would be considered amend motion previously adopted.
Okay, so we need to make the motion to accept the bylaw. Sorry, I'm just trying to switch from 310-24.
Yeah, so we would have to make a motion to accept the motion to amend first reading from meeting regularly scheduled council meeting 24-19.
Okay.
On bylaw 310-24.
I will make that motion.
Okay.
So, just to be clear what this motion is, we're motioning to just amend the changes.
To include them into the first reading from the previous motion that was already closed.
Point of order.
Okay, go ahead.
We got an email from our community advisor, Jenna Ruby, and she told us that according to our council procedure bylaw, council shall vote on a motion for first reading of the bylaw without amendments or debate. When all amendments have been accepted or rejected, the motion for second reading of the bylaw as amended shall be considered.
Okay, so then that removes the need for us to even have the amend for motion previously adopted. We would just have to amend the first bylaw that was read to include this bylaw in second and third reading. Good catch. Thank you, Councillor Hanson. Great catch.
So what does that mean?
So we don't even need to do the amend motion previously adopted because our procedural bylaw has a clause in it so that we can skip that step.
We don't make any amendments during the first reading. Yes. We just read it as it is. Amendments come after.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to just throw a question out there. Say you don't want to do talk about this rotation of deputy mayor. Say you don't want to take that on. Can you skip it?
Then you would vote for the
the
one with the most votes.
But it,
I'm still new, so all I'm saying is I don't feel
begin.
I want to step up. So, if Helena and Doris got on there, I would have no problem with them doing a double shifter, if that's what it's called. I still want to learn. I don't want to act like
that's fine. But we can put that motion forward and then wait for the vote. And if say that you have the most votes, you can then say I defer to someone else.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. Well,
you don't have to take it.
Okay.
But I can get a motion and discuss that discretion when that situation
arises.
Hey, do we want to have the rotating one or do we want to have a highest votes one?
I think that's a discussion for the next council to decide, not ours.
It's going to be tough because then I won't be able to include any of the per diem increases or the travel expenses inclusions for reimbursement because those are included in the same bylaw, unfortunately.
I could speak to that.
Okay, go ahead.
Just in regards to have been in that position, I found it that you're more on task having that the community has voted at that rate of numbers for you to be the spokesperson for that position. So I'm for having a full-time deputy to assist the mayor.
And it does get confusing after a while when you're switching of who the deputy mayor is.
Like, for example, Dustin would have not still been deputy mayor.
Because we keep forgetting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be way easier if it was.
Well, unless it's based on like four people, 1 year term, and we just list the four people. This is effective this date.
But I'm still leaning towards the people's choice.
Me too. That. Me too.
Most jurisdictions do run by the consensus leader from the councillor, both in the general election and the deputy mayor.
I've been on six councils, and most of the councils preferred the most votes. There's just been two that were switching.
I think you could get sloppy if you start switching.
Pardon?
Yeah. I think you'll get sloppy if you get slipping. So okay. Switching.
So that's,
yeah.
That's fine.
Okay, so I guess, do I call the question?
Nope.
Okay.
Make a motion.
Weird.
Or are we just adding it to the original thing like you talked about, Matthew?
No, we're moving forward with the second reading here. We don't no longer require amendment for a previously adopted motion for first reading. Okay. All it requires general consensus and motion of which bylaw preference is it? Is it the rotating term or is it the exclusive term?
Yeah, I'll make the motion too as being a stationary position for deputy mayor by votes.
I'll second that.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay. The meeting for per diem, the first two is not. The only thing that needed to be for meeting in other communities at per diem of $200 shall be provided to both councillors and the mayor. That's it. The other meetings, the other stuff was based on when the original raise was done in the previous adjustment. So there was no, the only thing for the $75 was to do with meals.
Yeah, everybody's always gotten $200 for meetings outside.
No.
Yeah?
No. Justin and I did not get paid for Saskatchewan because it had said that there would be no extra money at all, that we increased the amount of our, we got our meals, but we didn't get per day payment.
That's correct. We've
always gotten that before.
I know it had been, but then when Tracy redid this, she increased our, we increased from 6,000 and something and we went to 11,000. And that was to include all meetings.
Okay. I read
no, that. No, it was just all meetings at that point in time.
Oh, right.
And yeah. Then Justin and I brought forward since we, you guys didn't give us the per diem for the FCM 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I guess, when we went to Regina.
Yeah.
And we asked for it to be paid to us and you guys voted no.
Oh, I misunderstood that.
Yeah, no, it was not paid to us.
Something different.
Yeah.
Before my time.
Because when you go to those things, you're giving up work.
Yeah. So then we, before we left for Calgary, we spoke to this again and you guys, everybody agreed that yes, we would be paid $200 a day for our meetings and travel, like the day that we travel. And that was where this increase of, if it's over 250 kilometers for the travel or if it's or 150, that part came into play.
Yeah.
The only thing that I had asked was that when we also discussed the fact for meals, that instead of picking and choosing of oh, well, you're going to get supper, you're going to get lunch on these certain days, and the amount would change, that no matter what, we would be paid $75. And that would include our incidentals. But so we would get $75 plus mileage. And that would be our that part. And then $200 a day for out of town, which would be included in the per diem, in with the mileage and stuff, because you would be traveling.
That wouldn't cover lost wages for everybody.
That's the big consideration here. Many counselors have expressed, I wouldn't say many, but a counselor has expressed the fact that sometimes when they do attend these meetings, they have to take time off from work.
That would be me too. I have to take time.
Yeah. And if you have to take a whole day off, it's more than $200.
And sometimes some of these meetings can take, even within our own community, we're having a service lagoon work or a sewage lagoon workshop with the First Nation, and we need a counselor representative there on behalf of what needs are of both agencies.
Can we change it to?
That would be a requirement of a 4 or 5 hour day, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Can we increase that?
To $300?
To 300?
Good. That's the discussion here, everyone in the elected office.
Will our budget allow things like that? I guess we'll find out next year.
But it's only how many different meetings do we travel to, really? I mean, there is here and there, but the amount is probably
at the AGM and the FCM. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Every 4 years.
The only thing that scares me is we talk about all of our tight budget and all that, and we up the fire department, we up all this, and everybody's wondering, where's all the money coming from? You're saying this is tight, that's tight.
But you can't not increase it either.
No, I'm just saying.
It's not a worthwhile position to do.
I agree, but I also don't agree.
I guess the best thing I could say as an administrator, this increase of $7,400 on our budget is not going to make or break the budget. No, accumulatively it could if we make a lot of decisions in this retrospect, but this one increase that's going to affect our budget by $7,000 if we have a very, very heavy travel year, as well as including town hall meetings, everything else required of your additional time here, and won't necessarily make or change what the issues are at large.
Okay, so when travel outside the Yukon is required, all members of council will be reimbursed for a per diem rate of $200. Okay, because it's more than 250 kilometers, right? Okay.
Correct. So this is pretty much a blended bylaw of the previous council indemnity bylaw and then a council indemnity bylaw from 2018. So we can try to have the best of both worlds.
Okay. So the only thing is the first two. So meeting per diem, I would get rid of that. Because we've increased our indemnity already enough. So I would get rid of the first two lines, get rid of that. And the only time we get paid extra for meetings in other communities is a per diem of $300 for both councilors and mayor. And then council members will be reimbursed for travel expenses, $75 per meal, transportation, and that's what we agreed to, right?
Yeah, it was only for meetings outside of town. It wasn't for meetings locally.
Well, council members will be reimbursed for travel expenses. It says meals, transportation, and accommodations on the same basis as approved by YG. And that's not what we agreed to. We had said that we would be reimbursed our transportation, accommodations, and $75.
Okay.
And so we would get rid of this Yukon government. The only thing we can go by is, and that's our choice anyway, what we pay per kilometer. Right? Does it have to state as per Yukon government travel rate?
We just live with that.
Mileage for ease of operation.
Inconsistency,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, somewhere that needs to be put in there.
Okay, I can add that.
I think that's...
So where are we at the process now? Gun laws.
Yeah.
Well, we'd be looking for second reading to be completed with those amended changes to travel expenses and meeting per diem,
okay,
as outlined in Councilor Belanger.
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion that we give second reading to the council indemnity bylaw with
second
amendments made by Councilor Belanger.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Not, I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Should we have a special meeting tomorrow to see what the changes look like? Or
yes.
Or should we just...
I won't be able to make it if it's... I don't know time.
I'm only at least 24 hours on the notice to make that happen. So
okay, so when?
It'll be a
9 Thursday?
P.m. meeting. It'll be a 9 p.m. meeting, most likely.
I'll be at fire practice, so I don't know.
But could you, well, we can't do it Thursday. That's the election.
I can do a Zoom at any time.
But we need at least 24 hours notice.
Why can't we do it tonight?
I would say we just go through third reading with those changes as outlined.
Okay.
That's easier.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just overread them and make sure that they were right.
Sure.
Yeah. Can you read that again?
Can you read
that? Okay. Travel expenses. Council members will be reimbursed for travel expenses, $75 for meals per day. Transportation will be paid at the Yukon government rate. And accommodations covered also.
Accommodations and expenses?
No.
No. Okay.
No, because we're not going to, the $75 will include our incidentals.
Incidentals and meals.
Okay.
Incidentals and meals. Okay.
So you're still looking to move up the per diem from 200 to 300? Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. For meetings and other communities.
Yeah, okay. That's separate.
And then... Under meeting per diem, for meetings in other communities, a per diem of $300 shall be provided to both councillors and the mayor.
Okay, so that you're That's saying it. Have a meeting in CarMax and you miss work, that you will not receive the $300. That's just clarification.
Correct. You wouldn't receive the $75, $100, $150, or
we $200. Do not get any extra money for local meetings.
Because we already got the raise years ago for that.
Okay, yep.
And then under travel per diem, when travel outside the Yukon territory is required, all members of council will be reimbursed at a per diem rate of $300 for each travel day. Or do we want to keep that still at two? Mm-hmm. No. Okay.
300 as well?
Okay.
But you're saying outside, how about other communities in the Yukon? If you just said out of Yukon. How about
there's a mileage setting to that.
Okay. I just didn't hear it, so I didn't know if there was a change to it.
So for meetings in other communities, at the, under the meeting per diem, for meetings in other communities, we'll still get 300.
Okay.
This is just... based on the actual travel day, because I know that I've traveled all from, it ended up being a full day travel.
No, I understand all that. I didn't hear, just heard out of Yukon. I didn't hear in the Yukon. So I just want to make sure that was.
Yep.
So, any more discussion?
Nope.
Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 When you motion on for the third reading,
Didn't we do a third reading?
Wasn't the?
Oh, sorry, I jumped the gun.
No, we just need a motion.
This reading, to clarify what she was amending.
Yeah.
And so that was now, the second now, reading, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But now it's I can make the motion for the third reading.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll second.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
You didn't see your hand up.
Oh, I'm waiting.
Okay. Moving on to new and unfinished business, VOC policy review.
Just to be clear, that was for us moving forward with that deputy mayor position to be stationary, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Policy, recreation subsidy policy will start on page 142.
Can you break it down in a nutshell?
Absolutely. So pretty much we have changes included from our previous two registration forms as well as motioned applications for the application process outlining recreation subsidy reimbursement at the Village of Carmax. This one does have, I believe, let me just go back. I believe there's caps included in this one now.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about that at the previous meeting. We wanted to see what that could look like. So we've included that as each individual may apply for a subsidy twice per year with a maximum of $1,000 per application. And then teams eligible are eligible for one subsidy per year with a maximum of $3,500. No income or financial assessment required, but again, still reviewed by the Recreation Committee and then motioned by council for anything that's over $3,000.
Is the Recreation Committee on board with us? On board with this?
Depends on who the discussion is with the members of the Recreation Committee. I know we have one member here that's the chair, and I guess we'll hear the feedback of council with a chance shortly. I know speaking with recreation staff, they're very much in favor, and there's two recreation staff that are on that Recreation Committee. Has this been necessarily vetted for review by everyone else on the Recreation Committee? No, it hasn't.
Go ahead, Justin.
I'd just like to remove myself for a conflict, but I can speak to any questions that you have regarding how this works in the favor of the users.
Is Justin in conflict because he applies for the subsidy?
No, he said he's removing himself from the vote.
Because he's
chair of the committee for the Recreation Committee.
I'm the chair of the Rec Committee.
Yeah.
But you can still explain it to us.
Yeah, no, that's why I said if you have any questions, but I can explain like how it benefits the user by the structure of what you can apply for and that you can do it twice a year. Before the rates were way lower and the availability of funding was a lot of the times not advertised as what it is now. And sometimes it would just be one user applying for that. But now that we've kind of expanded the horizon of this to people having it available at the front of the rec center, that a lot more users are using it. And you seem to see the influx of how much things cost. And that's why the price per year with a maximum of 1,000 is there.
Yeah, previous caps were 800 and 3,000. And then in the previous motion to this application, there were no caps included.
So we increased it $200 per application.
Yes.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Then a $500 per team increase as well.
And there's still a discretion from the rec committee to approve additional funding based off of their application. I see that. Do I see that in there still, Matthew?
No, that's been removed.
Okay, so
we could look at including it back in there, but we'd have to include some provisions or definitions of outlining that, you know, someone would have to really kind of create the narrative or the application of the rationale why we
right.
need briefing discretion.
So I think from what I recall from that was that technically, so if you were on a group that applied for a max amount, that you could still individually apply for something. So that's, I'm pretty sure that's where that amendment came from, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
What type of funding dollars do we have in this?
$19,000 annually from recreation lotteries.
That's not very much.
No. We usually get maybe 60 applications a year from 14 to 15 different people. They tend to be the same 14, 15 people.
And it's not always 1,000, it's just like 300, 200.
When we remove the caps, we did see quite a bit of applications that would get to the $1,300, $1,500 mark. And that's where we went through the discretionary, let's say, analysis.
Okay.
Is this warranted?
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing.
Mm-hmm. How long does that $19,000 last through the year?
Well, it usually gets us to November. Then we spend $5,000 on it on New Year's Eve celebrations, things of that nature, fireworks.
So $5,000 comes off the $19,000?
Yeah, that's usually just due to the fact that we don't have enough applications to meet the actual.
Really, it's only $14,000.
Yeah.
And you still get through in November. Well, when the money runs out, the money runs out, right?
Yeah, and that's how it is. It is a first come, first serve.
I think when I was rec director, that's what the cap was, 14,000.
Yeah.
So it's gone to 19,000. Yeah, I think, so I remember it was 14.
Yeah, it's increased a little bit over the course of the PA.
Hey, any more discussion?
Nope.
Did we even do a
question, right?
We didn't even do it first or second, or we just...
No, there's no readings on this. It's just a motion for approval.
Oh, okay. It's just only a policy.
Yeah, it's a policy.
Okay.
I'll make the motion that we adopt a policy as presented.
I'll second.
I would like to mention, just before proceeding those motions, there is an Appendix A update for what the recreation subsidy form does look like and what would be required for completion. Just something that's now a 2-page, a 3-page form rather than a 7-page form.
Oh, much easier than 7 pages.
Yes.
Cool. Looks good to me.
Okay, so you said yes. Seconder?
I second.
Oh, seconder. Okay, all in favor? Aye. Okay. Done.
Just making sure I made the note that I removed myself for conflict on that motion. Thank you.
We got the
note left. Hey, we don't have a question period unless you have a question for us, Annette. Nope.
No questions?
Don't you want to know the meaning of life?
I'll make a motion that we go to an in-camera session. And before Annette leaves, do you know who's in arrears for taxes, Matthew?
No, I do not. So I'd have to get a little update. I could ask her.
Maybe she can tell us before she leaves.
Could I just have a
Let
question?
Me just, I got to close shut down the Zoom right here.
I just put it down somewhere.
Okay, if you don't mind, actually, then you just write it down here.
Okay, because one thing I like about this report was that it had the breakdown of what we're looking at the swimming pool.